Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we thank you for this wonderful word of encouragement we're going to get now in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that just points out to us all that just as you wanted the Israelites to wake up to a total redemption, to a new day in tune with you, coming out of darkness into light and then going into the full redemption plan you had for them in the promised land. So thank you, Father God, for this example of the complete, beautiful reality that you had in your heart for the Jews, that you now have in your heart for every person on this earth through the complete work and the presence and the beauty of fellowshipping with you in the Son through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1 to 5. Remember our history, friends, and be warned. All our ancestors were led by the providential cloud and taken miraculously through the sea. They went through the waters in a baptism like ours, as Moses led them from enslaving death to salvation life. They all ate and drank identical food and drink, meals provided daily by God. They drank from the rock, God's fountain for them, that stayed with them wherever they were, and the rock was Christ. But just experiencing God's wonder and grace didn't seem to mean much. Most of them were defeated by temptation during the hard times in the desert, and God was not pleased.
And we see here with this full picture of God's idea of salvation. For the Jews, he was not pleased with a lot of them, and they died. And only two of that whole, of all those people that were taken out into perfect liberty, liberty of walking and experiencing the Lord that was the rock, but they didn't see it, and they didn't stay in spirituality. They moved into carnality, and they didn't stay in pleasing the Lord. They were out to please themselves. And then, so in not taking hold of the love of God that was available at that time for them specifically, they stayed in selfishness, carnality. And that's what separates us now, exactly the same. We not going to see Jesus setting the example, and setting the example, he didn't stay a baby. He didn't stay a young man, and the word of God abided in him, and he overcame the wicked one. And he didn't stay the shepherd that was present in the flesh. He became Lord of all, for all of us. And we entered into that relationship where we're able to know him now in the spirit, and in knowing him in the spirit, we partake of the day. As a true believer, you are not in the night, you are in the day. And that's the big thing now that is robbing and deceiving so many people. We break this whole redemption that has come completely, came as a baby, he walked as a young man, he overcame as a spiritual father, and he's ruling and reigning. And he's brought about this new day, and this day is called the day of salvation. And right in the beginning of Genesis, it says, and the Lord called the light day. So when you're in the day, you're in the light. You're in the light of fellowship with your Savior through the leadings of the Holy Spirit. And you are rising and shining into the wonderful love plan that God has got for each and every one of us. It's sad, when I think of the Israelites, they didn't know the full intention of redemption that God had in mind for them through Moses. And so they were ignorant, and so they just wanted to go back to selfishness, back to worldliness, back to Egypt. But we know, when we understand what is in God's heart. We see what God had in mind for them. And like I said earlier, only two went into it. And now, really, we've got to wake up. The redemption is total. The redemption is complete. We have been taken out of darkness. Sin has been dealt with. Righteousness is available. We must rise and shine in the glory. When we're not in the glory, we're in the gory of selfishness, rooted bitterness, carnality, and that is what Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has totally dealt with, that we can now come out of the goriness of being in Adam in the flesh into the glory of being in Jesus, with Jesus in the Spirit. So wake up to a full redemption. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.